All right, welcome to the 10th episode of the third season of Charlie and Me. We got a fun one lined up for you today. Old friends on the show, should be a good time. And if you're not our friends and family, probably not going to get it. But we're happy you're here. If you are our friends and family, you'll know it. You'll like it. It'll be fun.
You've heard it before.
Heard it before, like heard it again.
You'll like it again.
100%. So, anyway, before we get going, Charlie?
Grant, of all weeks this week, I need to go first.
I'd like for you to go first.
Grant, what the hell have you been up to?
Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Not a lot. Celebrated a birthday.
Birthday.
Yeah, went on vacation. August is kind of like a checkout month for me. I feel like in August, it's like the first week I start thinking about stuff and then I just zone out. I usually have a vacation in there. I just don't do anything.
It's like your adult version of summer break, but it's just August.
Yeah, it's just a month. I take a very European approach to my summers.
I love it.
Yeah, life's short. Don't work too hard. So, anyway, that's what I've been up to. Not a whole lot. Playing some golf. Went on vacation. Went to Wisconsin. Working a little bit. And, yeah, it's been good stuff. But what about you?
Celebrating the birthday.
Celebrating the birthday. What about you, buddy?
Well, first thing is, I got to see the infamous Door County. I've heard, you and your whole family talk about it. It's like my whole life. Got to see it. It was a wicked good time. Only there for a day. Next time will be longer. But also, my question to you now is, 26, does that still count the young 20s, early 20s?
I don't think I can no longer say that I'm in my early 20s, no.
It's firmly in the mid, though, right?
I'm going to say firmly mid. I'm not late 20s yet. I think that's like 27, 28.
I would say 28 the earliest is for late 20s. All right.
I like that. Yeah, so quarter-life crisis is quickly approaching.
What you're looking behind her for?
Yeah, I'd be cool with that.
Good for you.
Base it off 104. We'll stay there.
Good for you.
But, yeah, I don't know. 26, someone put it to me pretty well. They basically said, 26 is a very uneventful birthday. And it was just that.
Man.
Not that the birthday, I mean like the age itself, the age. The birthday was fun, don't get me wrong. Had a good time, we grabbed some drinks and everything, played some golf. But the age itself, turning 26 is just like, okay.
Okay, so 25 was what, insurance and like renting a car are the big things?
Yeah, 25 was like, I'm established, I'm a 25-year-old. That felt cool, but now 26 is like, fuck, what is
26,
this?
26, you're kicked off your parents' insurance, even if you wanted to be there, you couldn't do it.
Yeah, I know, how about that? I have to make them have a group plan.
My first day of work was my sister's 26th birthday. This was a great day for my parents. Got rid of us both.
Yeah, they got the bargain on that day.
One day, two stones.
Kills it. But otherwise, it was a good time. The birthday was a lot of fun. The day itself.
That's the first time I got drunk in a long time.
Yeah, I was pretty drunk on the day before, and then I just tried to not be hungover on my birthday. And
there's only one way to do that.
I'm now realizing how long it takes to, like, my body to recover from any of this shit, and it's so bad.
Especially when, like, you quote-unquote bender it, go for a couple days.
You go for the bender a little bit, and, like, it just wasn't a great idea. I'm just gonna throw it out there. I might not ever do it again. I will.
I don't believe that for once.
I probably will, but it was just not a great... August, I feel like, has been the heaviest drinking month of the year for me. And I think I'm thinking about it. I've been considering this for a while.
What, not drinking for a month?
Sober October.
I don't think you can do it.
Well, I'm not succumbing to peer pressure, so I'm not, it doesn't matter what you think. We'll see if I do it. That brings me to the next point, talking about peer pressure.
Okay. where are you going with this?
430 mile.
Oh, yeah. We didn't get too many responses on that.
We had one response and then you.
Yeah. Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah, brother. So that means no one listened to it.
It means just no one looked at our Instagram also.
That's true. No one follows us. Yeah, I don't know. Dude, now that you think about it,
I think you want to do it.
I think I want to give it a shot, yeah.
Yeah.
October would be a great month for it.
Well, you start now, and then next October.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've been running. The thing is, yeah. Now we got to...
You do your baseline. You run 450.
I don't think I can run a 450 right now.
I think you're running 455.
Right now?
Yeah.
Maybe 515. I don't know about 450, though.
I bet you can do it.
Woo! It'd be worth a shot. I think it'd be fun.
I bet you could break 5 minutes better than you could break 15 hot dogs.
Oh, man. This is going to be one hell of a fucking day. Break 5 minutes and then eat 15 hot dogs.
All the way around.
I do both. Oh, you want me to eat the hot dogs first?
Yeah.
Woo! We're going to have a lot of hot dogs in that track. We have a lot of hot dog. We still have the hot. Oh my god, Charlie! I just came up with a great idea.
The hot dog mile. This sounds so
you just
bad.
Guggle a glizzy, and then you run a lap.
I'd rather do the beer mile, and I don't chug beer.
I'm honestly considering getting a competitive hot dog mile together.
We really gotta do this hot dog thing sometime.
Yeah, just gotta sit up. My dad wouldn't let me do it at the cabin.
Yeah, we did ask.
My mom was excited. My dad, he said, no, I don't want you to eat all those hot dogs right now. And I was like, okay. I think it was partially selfishly he wanted the hot dogs too. So he didn't want me to eat 15 hot dogs and then, you know.
Come on, Mr. Study, we had science to prove.
Yeah, I mean, I respect it. I like hot dogs as much as the next guy. Yeah, it'll be interesting. I think I can do it. I wouldn't eat for like the day leading up to it though.
I don't think you could. I don't care how long you don't eat for.
I don't know, 15 hot dogs isn't that many.
We've had this debate, but yeah.
But yeah, we'll think about the mile and the hot dogs coming up. Feedback
I think October would be a great time to throw your first mile out there and then see where you can go for the next year.
All right, we'll take a look. So stay tuned. Maybe October, get a little vlog action.
How do you feel about doing it on September 12th?
Foreign track, not at home, not on home turf. Might be a little hot.
Maybe go to St. Thomas and do it, and that'd be very home track.
Never ran on the new surface, so foreign track. I have ran on it. I never ran fast on it.
Yeah, I've never touched it. Maybe laid a finger on it or a toe.
Well, as I say, you shouldn't have to touch it with your hands too much.
Yeah, I haven't put a shoelace on it, a shoe sole. I just never touched it.
Well, maybe you gotta work on that.
Are we even allowed? Is anyone even allowed to go like on campus that isn't a student right now?
Good question. No idea.
No clue. But that kind of also brings us to something we just did, but we did our fantasy football draft.
Draft.
We, great idea. I'll give you the credit here on who picked our draft order.
Fantastic. Reached out, just sent an email to good old P. Wareham, our old coach from college. He was literally like, what the fuck do you want from me?
What do you need from me?
Yeah, what do you need? I'll do it. And then he did it. He randomly set the order. I think he was picking some favorites. I'm not going to lie. But he did great.
I mean, yeah, Dylan was second. Nick was first. I think that was
the... I don't know, a little Woodbury favoritism.
That's a good point. I forgot about that point. Dylan second. He easily was going to be top two no matter what. Trevor last. No surprise there.
Connor Wells third.
Neutral. I was surprised I was that down the road, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, you're just kind of short.
No, I'm just short of being good.
Yeah, just a little short.
But yeah, so that was kind of cool.
Yeah, no, it was fun. I'm glad we set it up that way, and Anyone that has good ideas for how to set draft orders, let us know.
I still like our last year one.
Last year was fun. Run the 100 meters. I fell during the 100 meters, though.
Yeah.
After 15 mimosas or whatever we had. Oh.
Granted, I had just made mimosas. And I didn't fall, but...
Understand. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, anyway. I thought that one was a little better idea, but...
This was a little more last minute because I kind of forgot about fantasy football until like...
I kind of forgot football is going to happen.
I'm excited. I think football is going to be like my saving grace for fall because I think fall is going to become a little more difficult.
It might get a little dark.
Something's going to happen. Something's going to happen. It's going to be weird. So my saving grace is going to be football.
I'm looking forward to it.
If anyone wants to donate to gambling funds for football, just let me know. Shoot, my Venmo's open. Venmo's open.
Just start posting your Venmo everywhere.
I'm gonna put my Venmo all over.
I bet if you made like 50 stickers and you posted them around, like you'd get a couple donations.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I might work on it. But see, then if it gets too big, I have to go through the whole like, oh, should I gotta do something nice with this money. I shouldn't be gambling with it.
You're not gonna get hundreds of dollars.
I don't think so, but what if I got...
What's that limit? Like, how much are we talking about? Like, you have to do something nice, like 200? I think like 200-ish.
If I got $200, I'd find a worthy cause.
Yeah. But if you got like 100, like...
If I got like 20 bucks, I would just throw it all on black, basically.
So yeah, like if it's like, if you put 50 cents...
Okay, but what happens, how about this? How about this? You get the $20... And you put it on black, essentially. So you just make a really big bet, and then it pays out big time. And then you let it ride, and then eventually you have a really big pot, and you're like, "Screw it! I guess I should donate this because someone donated to me." So then, do you just find a bunch of other people's Venmos and just start dropping cash?
That'd be pretty sick. I'd be more likely to find like a little food pantry kind of guy, but.
I like the individual donations just to people and say, like, have fun. I wish you could do it and not know who it came from, though. Like, all of a sudden, you just woke up and you had, like, $200 in your Venmo and you don't know where it came from.
That's like a scary dream. Like, what did I get into last night?
What did I sell? I like it a lot.
Yeah. No, that could be fun, though. Like, just dropping $5 to, you know, random people. That'd be kind of cool.
Might have to start thinking about it. So,
if anyone wants to give us $5 to then drop
to then give to somebody else, you let us know.
We won't skip any.
It's like those scams they have on, like, Twitter where it's like, oh, I give you $5, give it back just to prove it's legit, and then someone sends you $5 and then you just keep it.
This is not a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, we aren't actually going to give it back to you. We're just going to take your $5.
And give it to someone random.
And give it to somebody else, maybe. Might keep it, might give it to somebody else.
We'll coin flip for it.
Yeah. 50-50 shot, basically. All right, well, we got a fun interview lined up. We will jump into that and have a good time there, so.
Here we go.
All right, now we welcome on two very special guests, reoccurring guests. You might know them, you might like them, you might hate them, we don't know. Mike and Joe. Mike and Joe, welcome back on. What's up, guys?
Mike. What's up, guys? Yeah, hey, come on. Hey, it's always Mike and Joe. Where's the Joe and Mike?
Yeah, no, I like that. I like being first, you know, first place guy here.
Before we go any further, I just want to highlight it was probably Mike and Joe, mainly for the fact that Michael came in a full suit. He's all buttoned up. He's got the blazer on.
But how about Joe getting here in a timely manner?
I will say what you have in formal attire, Mike, Joe was here about 35 minutes earlier than me.
There's no excusing it. Like, you know, really sorry. I was kind of hung up on the phone there, but, you know, I won't let it happen again.
On the phone?
Yeah. I had some business calls.
Were you on Discord? You just straight up, like, playing games or what?
No, I I was just on the phone with my boss at 9 p.m. So sorry, guys.
Right, banking, dude, banking.
The bank never sleeps.
Banks never sleep. So
bullshit. It closes at 6.
Yeah, well, dude, you're kidding. My drive-through window closes at 5. So we'll start with the question you've been asked many times before, but maybe it's changed. What's your favorite Charlie? No. Better question. Audible. What's your favorite Mike and Joe moment? What's your guys' favorite moment together?
I think I know mine, and I would like to put money that Joe has just about the same one, and we have it. I'm not even going to say what it is. Until Joe goes, I'm gonna let Joe go first.
As I say, the point of me asking the questions is that you say what it is.
Favorite
but.
Mike and Joe.
This is pressure, Joe.
Mike and I have known each other for so long that there's a lot of them, but the one that instantly comes to mind is the hallway at 88 Cleveland.
Yep, that's the one, baby.
We have the most heinous video of all time of Mike and I coming back just absolutely plaster drunk from the party, in the 88 Cleveland apartment when we live with Trap, right across from the cross country house.
Yeah.
And Mike and I are like tackling each other and just like doing somersaults and throwing keys in the middle of the hallway of this apartment, and I'm like, wait, we should get the apartment, dude. And Mike's just like, no. I think I still have it on my phone. It's the worst video of all time.
We still have the whole thing on video. It's like, you know, I don't know what it was, but like that was just like the start of just absolute, you know, like from that point on, like not to say that freshman year wasn't just a complete bender, but like from that point on, I mean, our entire sophomore year at that apartment and Trapped in a Test Boot was just, oh my God. I mean, it was just every single weekend was just absolutely fucked. But that, hands down, like somersaulting down like the very bottom level hallway.
Oh, yes.
Like the insulation in that place was so bad that I'm sure everyone could fucking hear it. Yeah. But
who's fucking doing somersaults?
The apartment, dude, and then I'm just on the other side, like fuck, and I'm throwing Joe's keys. And there's one point where Joe's phone is like, it's on the front facing camera and it's laying straight up, so you can see like from his feet up. And he's standing there and he's just like doing this little
dance. I'm dancing to like baking soda. I got beer.
He's doing a little dance, and then I come out of nowhere and I just full on form tackle him into the ground, and
he like spears me
for like 3 seconds. Like 3 seconds.
Except us just like dying laughing.
I mean, it was just kind of a bro moment, but it was also just fucking hilarious.
That's my favorite.
The best part is then we go up to the phone and we start fighting over my phone, and one of us throws it down the hall, and the whole time it's still facing up, and you see it just spinning, like going 50 feet down the hallway, just spinning back and forth, and then you hear us like just absolutely galloping down to the phone.
This sounds like a freaking Michael Bay production. Like, I really want to see it.
A short film. Yeah. I want to read that.
When you guys are up in September, maybe we'll let you see our secret archives.
I can't wait.
You're nice.
I think I've always been nice. I've always been nice to you. All right, so I feel like we're officially back in like hot boy summer. Mm-hmm. Only because, and I feel like I hear this from Mike all the time. Only because air conditioning is brutal in some buildings. I know I struggle with it. I'm sitting here sweating right now. I'd take
Dude,
my shirt off.
Your bathroom is a straight sauna.
My bathroom's a sauna. So, Joe, you just moved
right
in.
Up.
You just moved into a new place. Do you have air conditioning? Like central air?
Yeah, central AC. But it's always hot boy summer. I'm just always sweaty, always slick, always right. Looking good.
So,
central air.
Yeah. Look at this rich guy over here.
Joe and cute and sweet and have a feminine side, and I'm the greatest.
Don't forget, he has a kitty cat now too.
And he has a kitty.
He's got a kitty. So, but I just wanted everyone to know, Hot Boy Summer back, because we're all probably going to be sweating during the rest of this, except for Joe. Except for Joe.
I'm just like, I'm just always a sweaty guy, no matter what I'm doing. I just feel like I'm always either the first to sweat or sweating the most. Or like, we were disc golfing the other day, and Miller was like, Joe, I've never seen someone sweat so much on the top of your head. And I was like, I don't know. I'm a sweaty guy. Okay?
I'm just sweating, all right?
Just a dumb sweat.
I love it. I appreciate it. But have you guys seen the new trend where they're coming out with one-piece swimsuits for dudes? Like, the like bikini-esque?
So yeah, that's
I have not seen that.
That's what I'm thinking, though. Hot Boy Summer, we're getting sweaty. Maybe it's time for all of us to take a little group pic in a one-piece.
All guys' swimsuits are one pieces.
Yeah, yeah, but I need the whole.
That's very true. I need
to cover up all my treasures. You know?
The thing is, no, I know what you're talking about. There's like a strap that like goes up the middle of your chest.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Shoulders, so it's just like
doesn't make any sense.
Like you're wearing a satchel is a part of the swimsuit.
But the satchel's attached to your nuts.
It's just made out of the softest material ever, and you can just see everything.
It comes down to like a Speedo. Like it's like a Speedo with a satchel.
All right, what are our feelings on Speedos, though?
The big show from the WWE, if you remember.
Yep, exactly.
It's kind of like the Borat suit, but just one strap.
I'm in, too, but what are our feelings on Speedos, then, if we're probably not going this one-piece direction?
I mean, I always wear one-piece.
Okay, if we're not going the fucking bikini, male bikini.
I gotta start working on the cardio a little bit if we're doing that. I gotta tighten up, you know what I mean? I gotta get it, you know.
Into a tight piece of property.
Yeah, you gotta really
accomplish, right? Like, I feel like Grant, Charlie, you guys have no problem within one of those out. And I'm talking about the Speedo. Like, you could wear the Speedo at any time, and there's no problem under most circumstances. I feel like if there's anyone, you
do. Do you want to hear something kind of sad about Speedos?
Yes,
I do.
So when I first started swim team, I was probably 6, I think. You and I are in the same boat here.
Yeah.
We were too small to fit in the team issued swimsuits.
It's true. Yeah, we had like off color swimsuits that didn't fit.
So we had different swimsuits. There's like 4 of us in the whole team, and like Grant and I were 2 of them.
We were too tiny.
Too small.
Just didn't fit. You know, I hadn't really filled in the lower extremities yet. You know what I'm saying?
Just the hips of toothpicks.
Yeah, I don't know. Eventually everything else caught up, and I really feel a good one out now, but
I'm just trying to picture what it looks like to wear like some baggy Speedo. Like maybe it fits in the waist so it stays up, but everything else is just kind of like popping around.
Have you ever worn old tidy whiteys though? Because I have, and I know exactly what it feels like to wear.
I really can't say I have. Could you dovetail off of that?
You got the good elastic band that's around your waist tight. Otherwise, just kind of hanging in the wind.
Oh, you're getting some wind in yourself.
Okay. Oh, my sails are gassed up. Yeah. It's great. I'd recommend it if you ever, you know, good night's sleep or something like that. You're just looking for a little free ball. It's worth it. Joe, you live alone now. You ever sleep naked?
Oh, dude, always. I told you I'm a sweaty dude. I'm always hot. If I'm sleeping in my own room, like, dude, why have clothes on? They're just getting in the way. Like, it's annoying.
Getting in the way of yourself? Getting in the way of yourself? Like, what are they getting in the way of?
No, just, like, annoying. Like, they're... fucking grabbing at you in different places. It's like, dude, get off me. Sleeping naked, I'm telling you, is like the most freeing experience ever. It's just great. You just feel great.
Alright, Hot Boy Summer took
just
a turn.
Just do it. Just try it.
I do it all the time. I do it all the time, too. I'm all on up to it, but...
yeah. It's the best.
So,
it's like invigorating.
Moving on, unless anyone else has anything else to say about Hot Boy Summer. So Joe, you recently got a cat. What prompted you to want to get a cat? Have you always wanted a cat?
Normally I was a much bigger dog person than cat person. But recently I've been around a lot of people, like a lot of friends that have cats, and it made me kind of realize that I was just around the wrong cats growing up to why I didn't like cats. And so if cats are raised right, a lot of times it's not even like how they're raised. It's just like they're a nice cat or they're a mean cat. It's just kind of how it is. But I don't know, I've just really grown to like cats and like appreciate them. And I still love dogs, obviously, but for now, living in an apartment, it's much easier to own a cat than a dog. And I'm living alone. I'd like to have some sort of like companion. So cats, super easy. You feed them, you change their litter every couple days, and they just kind of hang out. So
yeah,
Cat Central.
I like it
in my apartment.
Yeah,
I'm a fan of cats.
I don't think I would ever want a cat. There's nothing against them, I just don't think I'd want one.
Yeah,
hater.
I mean, yeah, either you like cats or you don't like cats.
That's just how it goes.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like everybody...
One equals one or one equals two. It's either one or the other.
Yeah, but cats, you know, you can find a good cat, you can find a bad cat. You just gotta find the right one and then treat it right and love it right.
Well, congrats on the cat.
Almost one.
Congrats on the cat.
Nice.
Come cats.
Are kitties supposed to grow kind of like at a similar rate as dogs? Like, I know Grayson with his dog, and how like you get a dog at like however old, like 8 weeks or 10 weeks, and it like doubles in size by, I don't know, a couple months. Have you noticed?
Yeah, not
getting any bigger.
I've noticed him getting a little bigger because I've been feeding him a lot. Not because I don't want him to get like fat, but I want him to be like not super, like a super skinny cat. Which is kind of like contradictory because I'm a super skinny dude. So double standards, man. Double standards. But he's so kids are supposed to grow like a pound a month is what I heard. So he's 3 months old and he's like 3.5 pounds, like 3.5 months old, 3.5 pounds. So I'm just gonna check in at the 4 month and make sure he's like 4.5 or so. So definitely not the same as dogs, because I know Grayson's dog, I think, is younger than my cat, and he's already like 20 pounds.
Big boy.
So 3.5 pounds versus 20 pounds in that time is quite the difference.
Do you weigh him? Like, do you stand on the scale and say, like, you weigh 150 pounds, and then you're just holding the cat, you're like, now I weigh 154 pounds?
No, I kind of just hold him and set him on there and get, like, a rough estimate.
I think you should zero it out. I think you should zero it out for your weight. Just
that's probably a more accurate way, because then my, you know, pressing down on him or like holding him isn't affecting
it.
So
you just got, but you have to get naked. You have to get naked if you're zeroing it, because you know.
Yeah. I was about to say that. Good point.
All right, I'll do it right after I wake up. Then.
Yeah, that's good. That poor cat is gonna be so scarred. So, I know you guys are big TikTokers. You follow the TikTok life, get deep into it.
Oh yeah.
What's the coolest dance you guys have seen recently? And would you care to share?
You don't have to answer this.
No, I'll say the response. It's like a TikTok response, because I have TikToks in my timeline because my timeline is so like weird. They say like your algorithm, because you just have a weird sense of humor. And it's like a side by side of this super like messed up, really weird video, like a deformed Shrek like singing a weird song or something. And then the person on the left will be reacting to that video with a caption saying like, "Oh, have you seen this new TikTok dance?" And then they're like, "No, this is what my timeline looks like." So I don't get the what I'm trying to say is I don't get the TikTok dances most of the time unless it's like a really good looking girl. Shows pop up from time to time. But most of the time it's just like really weird, messed up like Shrek stuff.
Shrek stuff.
I'm making waffles.
Well, I mean, I've been thinking about maybe, you know, picking up my TikTok game and throwing some dances out there, so I didn't know if there was something I should try.
I still get to download TikTok.
I don't have it
yet.
You should do
you're
it.
You're missing out. I think really you're missing out as much as people like to hate it. But Grant, I think what you should do is you should incorporate your TikTok profile should be a compilation of you playing piano, and then there's a feature like Joe's talking about where you can duet that video. So if you put a video out and I saw it, I could duet it, so it'd be my video on the left and your video on the right, and you just dance to your own piano. And like, I mean, it's just a whole self-made thing. I mean, I can just kind of see it taking off right now.
I could.
I have the perfect idea for you. You watch like popular TikToks and you make it into a keyboard song. So you'd see a popular TikTok, even if it has nothing to do with keyboards, you'd be like, this is what this would be as a keyboard song.
I got a better idea.
And duet it.
I got a great idea. Piggybacking off of that, I do it with only the organ function on my keyboard.
Yes. Take me out to the ball game.
I love it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just only organ function, 100%.
Oh, you know what would be hilarious? Yeah, if you just do take me out to the ball game for every single video.
And it's just a different like, dance each time. Just ridiculously offbeat. Stupid offbeat.
Or like you mess up one note each time, but you slowly get better and better. And that's what people love, is the progression of seeing you improve as a keyboardist.
It's gonna be a 25 part series, 25 TikToks, and then I delete them all. Exclusive as all hell though.
After you're famous, just for the mystique, so like nobody knows what you're doing.
Yeah, and then they're like, "Where he deleted his TikTok?" He'd be like, "I go all over E News and everything."
On the 25th TikTok, you just play like one completely different song.
Oh.
But then you delete it instantly.
I don't think that we can. We shouldn't be saying this. We shouldn't be saying any of this out loud. I need to be internalizing this.
Everyone listening to this needs to sign an NDA.
We're gonna have to circle back to this.
All 10 of you.
Yeah. I'm gonna quit my job and become a wiggle dicker. So.
Wait, Joe. What's the dance where the girls go like they bounce up and down and they're shooting the gun to that one Playboy Cardi song? Yeah. We'll have to look up some of those.
Is it? I don't know exactly what it's called, but
I have no idea. But that's a good dance that you could learn, Grant.
Yeah, you guys just let me know and figure it out, you know? I'll start making some dances.
You gotta get some bounce.
I'm considering...
Get some McDonald's in you.
I'm considering... maybe I'll just put them all in reels.
Yeah, they could do that.
On Instagram, you know?
I mean, like, Instagram kind of just copied TikTok with that, but, you know...
Well,
just do it.
We don't have to point fingers.
TikTok might be banned sooner rather than later. So
now,
maybe
if Walmart buys it.
If you're a man of the future.
Walmart's gonna buy it, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, what is that?
Walmart.
All hail Walmart.
Legit Walmart. Walmart's gonna buy it. Anyway, Charlie, got any questions?
It's funny we've gotten this far. Our main reasons for having Mike and Joe on was we're going to revisit our reverse episode and have Mike and Joe ask a bunch of questions. But we've kind of like just gone full shoot the shit mode.
I liked it. I've liked it. Yeah. Do you guys have any questions for us? I just saw the pressure hit. I just saw the pressure hit your eyes right away.
I didn't think about questions. Let me see if anything popped.
It was like we were in school and like the teacher asked the question. It was like, anyone have the answer? And all the eyes just diverted from the camera.
I got one.
I gotta go get the front door. Sorry.
Yeah.
I've got one. both of you should have a chance to answer this, but what's the best beer that you've drank during COVID times? Like, I'm sick of people saying, like, quarantine, but, like, during COVID.
Best beer?
Best or how many?
And it could be anything, just the best beer you've had, like, the best tasting one you've had, or the most satisfying. It could be anything from Busch Light to some crazy crap.
Yeah,
beer.
You know, every day after a hard day's work, I like to just crack a cold one. And I mean, that's the best beer you can get, really. The cold one right after work. You sit there.
Any specific day of the week that, you know, they might taste better, like maybe with it's different, you know, some yeah. They say.
Mondays.
Nice. That's always the best day. It's like, oh, Mondays suck.
Fridays. Nothing better than, you know, cracking a couple 2-3 on a Monday night. Oh god.
Is it better than a hungover in bed birthday beer though?
No. Nothing's better than that.
So that's the best beer you've had.
Beer. Hungover in bed birthday beer was probably the best birthday, like the best beer I've had all lockdown, or whatever you want to call it.
There you go. I mean, the first one was probably a bit rough, but the second one was probably like the best.
See, that's when you start to get in the shampoo effect and you're like, eh, am I doing the right thing here? Probably not. Is this
already don't care.
Is this what I should be doing? No, definitely not. But alright, screw it. We've come this far. You made it to 26. You know.
I'll take my little different route. I've actually, this is my first batch of beer that I got during, you know, quarantine, COVID time or whatever, was the Sierra Nevada Hazy IPA. I had never had that beer before. It was a delicious beer.
Really?
So,
nice.
Yeah.
I think I might have actually had that one before. I don't know why I'm saying this, because I don't remember if I have or not, so I can't say if I like it.
It's one of their popular beers.
Tasted good.
I've never had it, but it was delicious. I've gotten it a couple times since. But yeah.
Nice.
What about that?
I'll have to, next time I see it, I'll have to pick it up.
But actually, if you would ask me in like 3 weeks, I'd have a different answer for you. Because a couple weekends ago, I actually started brewing my own beer.
Hey.
Yeah, so it's right now we're in the fermentation process, so it just has to sit for a bit. First brew.
I've done it a couple times and they both did. So did you start with like a kit, or did you just go buy your own hops and
we bought our own hops and stuff, but we had a recipe. We were following a recipe.
So do you have like the like a liquid malt extract?
No, we didn't do any of that, no.
So did you grind your own malt and stuff?
Yeah, we ground everything.
Really? Nice. Yeah. That's awesome. I always use the extract because I'm lazy, but damn, you have to let me know how that turns out. That's
yeah, so...
I bet it sucks.
Bring a bottle when you come up in September.
I don't think it'll be ready yet, but I'll save some beers.
You do save 20
beers out of it, so I'll save some. For
20,
sure.
You get 20 beers out of that entire process?
We're brewing another batch, and it's like a knockoff Guinness, and now I'm going to get like 40 beers.
I get a text from Charlie on a Sunday, and he's like, man, it's taking forever, because he went over to his friend's house to do it. It's like, it's taking forever. I get a text from him that at 10 o'clock on Sunday night, which usually Sunday nights, I'm not doing anything. I'm sitting on the couch, whatever.
Just got back.
Get a text, he's like, just got back. It took 9 hours. He was pissed
eight
off.
Eight hours.
He was pissed off. So now I'm thinking, and then you have to spend, what, a month, 6 weeks for this to all the brew?
Yeah. So that's
it. But it tastes that much better.
The time you're spending on that?
It's down to less than a dollar a beer. So it's like, yeah. I'm pretty, that's, yeah.
Have you ever bought a case of beer?
Yes.
Yeah, 24 beers for $15, buddy. That's less than a dollar a beer, too.
Have you ever bought a case of beer?
This isn't some no Coors Light shit. This is some good middle of the shelf beer.
Middle of the shelf.
Don't talk shit about Coors Light.
Yeah, you better watch what you're saying.
But yeah, no, it was. I mean, looking back on it, it was way better. I was just like really tired and not in the mood to sit there for 8 hours. I didn't know what I was getting into that day, but now that I'm like involved, I'm a little more invested. So I'm looking forward to it. Guinness, my favorite beer is Guinness, so.
Do you have like a live cam on it?
No, it's just sitting in my buddy's bathroom.
I'm really glad there's that live cam then.
There's like different angles.
He has multiple bathrooms, it's fine.
It's like the Eagle cam, you know, they have like the Eagle nest as they
So in about a month, that'll be like my favorite beer of the COVID time.
What if you don't like it?
Do you have a name for it? Or are you just going whatever?
It's called Lockdown Brown. It's a brown ale.
Ooh.
Lockdown Brown. Yeah. Because they were under lockdown.
Yeah, you can take that a lot of directions.
Dude, we got a jokester.
Dude, you can take it a lot of directions, but I'm going to let you slide in that one.
I'll let you slide.
Mike, you got any questions for us or no?
Yeah, I mean, if you guys are coming up to Minneapolis, I mean, what's the plan? I mean, you can't just come up to Minneapolis. I know we're kind of restricted on what we can do, but, maybe that's more so on the host of the people that live here. But, I mean, could you just maybe do a little roadmap or a little expectation as to, what you want that trip to encompass? I mean, I'm really trying to get an idea how can we plan best for your arrival. Most importantly, I think we're just looking forward to it. But, what does that look like? What is a perfect time for Minneapolis during quarantine look like?
Let me just give a little precursor, just a little information for you guys. Just FYI, Topgolf is in fact open.
It is.
Great.
Do with that what you will.
So I was thinking Friday, we roll up to a sparkler welcome, I want you guys out there holding sparklers for when we roll up. Uh-huh. We have 1, 2, 3 welcome beers,
1, 3, you're talking
couple 2, 3.
2, 3, just welcome beers, Friday we just kick it, dip the toe into the weekend a little bit.
Yep.
And then Saturday, I think Bobby Grant and I were bringing the stick, so either we stick it or we go to Topgolf. So, Joe, I was very glad to hear you say Topgolf is open.
Yep.
And then we do that. And then we have a little respite time where we have a couple, 2, 3 more beers during Saturday. And then...
maybe a cigar or two. You never know.
But then, Joe, you've been playing the disc golf. I want to try.
I've got a million discs. Let's get out and do it.
Joe's gotten me into disc golf. And I tell you what, it's phenomenal. I mean, just go and have a good time, have a couple, 2, 3 beers.
And then Saturday night, have a couple, 2, 3 more, and just see where the night takes us,
Wake up on Sunday?
The options aren't vast, but, I'm here to see my peeps, not the places.
Yep, we'll be outdoors, and we'll be drinking beers, and we'll be...
It'd be cool if we could see some stars.
And laughing with our friends.
Yeah.
It'd be cool if we could see some stars.
Yeah. I could throw a blanket down, and we could, talk about our feelings and look at the stars, if that's right. Yeah.
I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah, maybe we could, call my ex-girlfriends and stuff, too.
Yeah, I could just pretend it's on you. I feel like I could just do like a little, a little impersonation and just kind of run with it.
Could you also,
Susan, where did Grant fall short?
Could we also maybe play the weekend in the background?
In the speedo.
Oh, dude, don't talk about my speedo.
Yeah,
brutal.
Speedo.
Ending on a tough note, but yeah, I'm excited. We'll get up there. We'll delete a couple beers and get on with their life. It'll be a bad day to be a fucking Miller Lite when we're up there, I'll tell you that.
Say that right now, brother.
All right. Well, Mike and Joe, thanks for coming on. A lot of fun. Shoot the shit for a little bit and enjoy ourselves. So thanks for coming on.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us on.
Thanks for having us, boys.
Thank you, Joe.
Alright, that was our good friends Mike and Joe. Always a fun time having them on. I think the interview spoke for itself. Just some guys shooting the shit. So let's wrap her up here, Charlie.
My quote is "Dream on, Aerosmith."
Nice. Mine is "Climate is what we expect, weather is what we get." Mark Twain.
Ooh, I like that one. Deuces.
Deuces.